welcome to the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, hosted by Beth Burschoff, with expert advice from Jim Lang, Pittsburgh-based CPA, attorney, and retirement and estate planning expert. Jim is also the author of Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later. To find out more about his book, his practice, Lang Financial Group, and how to secure Jim as a speaker for your next event, visit his website, paytaxeslater.com. Now, get ready to talk smart money.
We are talking smart money, and we are going to have some great information for the next hour. Listen, I have to say, I'm excited to be helping to bring you this information because it is coming from an incredible source, Jim Lang. And Jim, frankly, I do want to do some of your credentials, but the list is so long that we could be here for the next hour if we just talk about your credentials. So let's do the Cliff Note version. You are a CPA. You are an attorney. And how long have you been practicing in Squirrel Hill?
For 30 years.
30 years. And you have a national niche. A lot of people have been coming to you for Roth IRA information and Roth IRA conversion information around the country, and we're going to be getting to that. You're also an author, and this has been a really exciting week at the office because the second edition of your book, Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later, is about to come out. It really is going to be in local bookstores on February 9th. That's when you can find it at the area bookstores, but it's getting great reviews already. Your first one was a bestseller on Amazon.com and number one in many categories. The second edition, you have to tell everybody about some of the testimonials that have come from the second edition because it's amazing.
Well, we have been fortunate. Charles Schwab and Larry King and Ed Slott and Jane Bryan Quinn. About 60 other financial professionals.
Yeah, just about 60 others. You also have something, and explain this. You just founded this, the Roth IRA Institute, and explain what that is.
I think Roth IRA conversions are going to be extremely beneficial, and particularly for years 2009 and 2010 is going to be the huge year for high-income earners. And I thought the information was so critical that I actually set up a separate company to educate both consumers and advisors on some of the best Roth IRA conversion strategies.
So 2009 is a busy year for you. You have the book, you have all of these national speaking, and we're launching the radio show through 2009. I do want to say, before I get to what we're going to cover in the next hour, we will be taking questions this hour. So if you have a question, feel free to call in. The studio line is 412-333-9385, 412-333-9385. I do want to mention, too, we're talking about Roth IRAs, but we have a very big seminar that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks all about Roths. And keep in mind that during the next hour, we're going to give you some information on how you can be a part of that. So I'll be giving you a number, and we can be getting people registered for that. But that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Now, what we're going to cover tonight is, you know, the past couple of months, frankly, financially have just been brutal. And recently, everybody got their year-end statements. I'm sure that was not a happy day in most households. And I think what's happening is a lot of people are taking the attitude that there really just isn't anything they can do. It's out of their control. But in fact, that's not true. And you have put together, Jim, an entire list of strategies, things that you can do now to protect your retirement. Now, explain to everybody how this whole list got started.
Well, first of all, I think there's certain things you can't control, but there are things that you can control. And Jason Zweig from the Wall Street Journal gave me a call, and he said he wanted to do an article on what people who are approaching or people who are already retired should do proactively to ensure their retirement. And I put together a list, and he actually did do an article based on a couple of the items of the list, but I thought that what we could do as a start is go through some of the things that I think are very critical and then hone in on one or two of those that I think might be the most interesting for the audience.
Okay, so let's go through the whole list first. These are things that you actually can do, proactive steps that you can take now.
Right. One of the most important things that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, but I would say it's a cornerstone of sound financial planning, is the safe withdrawal rate. Now, what the safe withdrawal rate means is how much money as a percentage of your portfolio you can spend every year and within a reasonable amount of certainty never run out of money. So let's say for discussion's sake, to pick a nice round number, that you have a $500,000 portfolio. And depending on your age and depending on your life expectancy, let's even take a very, very conservative safe withdrawal rate of 4%. And we can talk about the details of how you get to safe withdrawal rates. But basically, you could take 4% times the $500,000, and you only get $20,000 a year. So you're really not getting a whole lot of income from that. So there are a lot of people who perhaps had a much higher portfolio, lost, say, 30% or 35% or even more in the recent downturn. And for some of them, they have to actually rethink what is an appropriate amount to spend. Now, of course, you can add Social Security. If you have a pension, sometimes you can even consider using some of your real estate. But that's one of the things that I like people to hone in on is, are they spending an appropriate amount of money for their portfolio? Before the downturn, I actually had a lot of clients. In fact, I'd say the majority of my clients were spending less than the safe withdrawal rate, and I would actually encourage them to spend more.
Really? That had to be tough. Please spend more. We have a lot of other things on the list, too, though. We spend the right monies first, which is another one of your strategies for something that you can do now to secure your retirement. And spend the right monies first is, frankly, it's critical.
Well, what that is let's assume for discussion's sake you are retired. And you basically, I'm going to simplify it, you have two pots of money to spend, money that you've already paid tax on and money that you have not. So the money that you have paid tax on, it might be investments, it might be savings. The money that you haven't paid tax on would be IRAs, retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs. In general, subject to exceptions, it is better to spend the money that you have already paid tax on. So that's important, to spend the right money first. The other thing that some people should consider is annuitizing. And I'm not talking about a tax-deferred annuity, but rather an immediate annuity, which is similar to a pension plan in that you give the insurance company a chunk of money, and they give you a stream of income for the rest of your life in return. Of course, one of the things that's a little bit more questionable now is the security of the insurance company, something that we more or less used to take advantage of, take for granted, but now that we can't. The other thing that is probably my favorite area of proactive action that people can take are Roth IRA conversions.
And we're going to get back to that because there's so much information to cover in the Roth IRA conversion. There's just a ton of information on that one. So let's come back to that one because we have so much to explain with the Roth IRA conversion. Let's go through the rest of the strategies that you were talking about when you were talking to Jason from the Wall Street Journal.
One of the other things that I always like to think about is the safety of your money. And even though, and I'm actually not only talking about for investment purposes, but actually for creditor protection. An IRA and retirement plan money is safer than money outside retirement plans, but there's even different degrees of safety within retirement plans. And an ERISA plan, such as a 401k plan, is actually safer than an IRA. Many people have IRAs, and what I'm suggesting to some of my clients who actually perhaps have some self-employment income, even in retirement, is to start their own one-person 401k plan and then have a trustee-to-trustee transfer of money coming from an IRA to their one-person 401k, and that has several benefits, but one of the most important is creditor protection.
And this is a new strategy.
This is a brand new strategy. This is actually something that I came up with. And the benefits of having a one-person 401k over an IRA are actually twofold. One is the safety in terms of creditors. That is, you get the ERISA protection. So just as an example, O.J. Simpson, his money is protected because it's in an ERISA plan. That's why when they had multi-million dollar judgments against him, they couldn't get his money because it was in an ERISA plan. And I'm suggesting that a lot of listeners, if they have some type of self-employment income, and sometimes you can even create self-employment income. Maybe you do some work for your kids if they're working. Maybe you help out at the golf course. Maybe you do something where you have a little bit of earned income. You create your own one-person 401k. Then you can roll your IRA into that one-person 401k, and it has the advantage of better creditor protection. The other thing is, if you die, your heirs can make a Roth IRA conversion of an inherited 401k.
Which we will get to, because that's a very cool strategy.
Very cool.
I do want to say, too, this one-person 401k, which is your new strategy, is in the book. It's in the second edition of Retire Secure, which will be in local bookstores on February 9th, but that is totally covered in a chapter in the book. Okay, after one-person 401k, you have something called rebalancing.
Right. Rebalancing is probably an important strategy, and it's counterintuitive, because let's say you just lost money in the stock market. Rebalancing would actually, depending on the portfolio allocation, would actually have you put more money in the stock market now. It's completely counterintuitive, but the idea is you want to buy low and sell high, which is what rebalancing does achieve.
Would you say rebalancing is sort of like the old adage, don't put all of your eggs in one basket? Is that sort of the same, a similar thing?
That's part of it, but also let's just say for discussion's sake that you're a believer in 50% stocks and 50% bonds, and that's what you had, let's say, at the beginning of the year. Well, now your bonds are going to be much higher in terms of a percentage than your stocks. So rebalancing then would be taking some of the money that you have in bonds and putting it in the stock market, which really goes right against what people are most likely to feel comfortable with.
Now, we do have a few more items on this list that we're going to get to in just a minute, but we want to take a break. It's the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. And by the way, if you want to check in, live studio line is 412-333-9385.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, featuring the expert advice of Pittsburgh-based CPA attorney Jim Lang. More coming up on KQV AM 1410.
When family members age, you're faced with difficult decisions. You'd like them to stay in their own homes, but you worry. Are they safe? Are they taking their medicines correctly? Are they paying their bills on time? Are they lonely? Jewish Family and Children's Service, a partner in AgeWell Pittsburgh and a trusted name in our community for quality services to the elderly, has a program to give you peace of mind, comprehensive care coordination, to help older adults maintain independence and quality of life at home. Your loved one's own care manager, a licensed and experienced geriatric social worker, develops a plan, which includes routine home visits and weekly reassurance calls to make sure all needs, physical, medical, social, are addressed. You'll be amazed at the difference this makes for your loved one's quality of life and for yours, all for one low monthly fee. Imagine the relief in knowing your loved ones are safe at home with all the care they need. Call Jewish Family and Children's Service, 412-422-0400 or jfcspgh.org.
And before we get back to the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, I did want to say, Jim, you have a personal experience with that group too. So if you just want to quickly touch on that, because it's been going well.
Well, I have some responsibility for taking care of my mother. And when I learned about the group, I frankly love the idea for my own mom. And Pearl did go out to her. And my mother isn't exactly the easiest person for this type of service. But Pearl, they got along splendidly. And she's a real professional. Her experience is very obvious. And they're taking it one step at a time. But we are starting with a couple adjustments in her apartment, and she's now going to get a ride to the JCC so she can exercise a couple times a week.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, so their number is 412-422-0400. The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. And we were going through a list. I'm going to just recap this. This was a list that Jim started, Jim Lang from Lang Financial Group in Squirrel Hill, and he was talking to, because did I point out that you were in the Wall Street Journal 30 times? Did I mention that? Because that's pretty impressive. 30 times, his 30th time was in December. And he was talking to Jason Zweig, the reporter, came up with this list of proactive things that you can do now to protect your retirement. And this is what we've covered so far. Safe withdrawal rate, spend the right monies first, annuitize, Roth IRA conversion, which we are going to get back to because that's a huge topic. One-person 401k, rebalancing, and that brings us to increased FDIC limits for bank accounts.
Right. One of the ideas, for a lot of people who are interested in safety of principal, and they want money in CDs, and they want guarantees. They're, even though the accounts are now insured for $250,000, that number will go back down to $100,000 in January 1, 2010. So what I think a lot of people should do if they want additional safety is actually change the name. So do consider, say, in trust for accounts to maximize the FDIC guarantee, which I think is a very sound thing for a lot of conservative investors.
Okay, and we're on to continuing contributions to retirement plans. How exactly would this work? You're talking about people that are retired. How do you keep contributing?
Well, technically, if you are retired, you actually can't do it. I was referred back to the example where some people who are, quote, retired from their main job might have some type of self-employment income, and they can make retirement plan contributions. But even if you are working, and this is really critical, a lot of people think, oh, man, the market's down. I don't want to keep contributing to my retirement plan. And I would say the exact opposite. Now is a great time to contribute to your retirement plan. And we're going to talk about the Roth 401k and the Roth 403b. But in general, the idea, and I have all my clients and all through the years, the most solid ones and the ones who, except for the entrepreneurs, the ones who have really done the best are people who have regularly put money into their retirement plans in good years and bad years. And I cannot stress how important that is to consistently put money, preferably the maximum, into your retirement plan.
Now, the last piece before we get back to Roth IRA conversions, will trust an IRA beneficiary designation review. How often should you do that?
It might depend on what type of plan you have. With the Lang's Cascading Beneficiary Plan.
Oh, we haven't even touched on that. That's a big one too. Okay.
That is a big one. That is, I would say, the most flexible estate plan. And if that is already installed, the need for reviewing and changing your wills is not that often. With the traditional plan, where you have decided in advance who gets what and it can really work out badly. So those types of plans should be reviewed quite frequently.
Now, how do you know if you have one of those plans? How would you know?
One of the problems is a lot of people don't know what they have. They literally don't. Now, hopefully, the attorney actually sent a letter with the will explaining in English what is in the will.
Which is kind of important.
Well, it actually is. You know, one of the things that we do in our law office is we actually write a letter in English telling people what their will says.
Which I'm going to guess, knowing the staff, that it's pretty explanatory.
Yeah, so our letters are good, but I will tell you, I can't tell you how many new clients I get. They do not know what is in their will. And a lot of them have, and I call it the cruelest trap of all, which is money going into a B trust before it goes to the surviving spouse. So the client comes in and says, the most important thing that you need to do, Jim, or this is actually to another attorney because I don't use the traditional wills, is I want you to take care of my spouse. But what does the attorney do? They set up all these trusts that are meant to save estate taxes. And what happens very often, and with the exemption amount going up, is you can have a situation very commonly where the surviving spouse, instead of having access, unrestricted access to their money, they will have the money in trust where they can only get the income and the right to invade principal for health maintenance support. So the flexible plan is much better, and that is something that should be reviewed. What typically the clients that we have who we have already done this Lang's Cascading Beneficiary Plan is, the reviews tend to be a strategy review, not a we have to redo your will review. If, on the other hand, people come from other law firms or other situations and they have the traditional plan, a lot of times it's not well suited for them, and then we will institute Lang's Cascading Beneficiary Plan for them.
But if they don't know what they have, they probably should take a look at that at some point.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to toss out the office number for that, okay? 412, really, because the plan, 412-521-2732, in the long run, it gives the survivors all of the flexibility, which is extremely important.
Yeah, if you see language in your will where it's basically incomprehensible and it talks about amount needed to maximize the marital deduction and a bunch of things that you don't really understand, what ultimately that means is that the first $3.5 million of your estate is going to go into a trust that is going to have limited access for your surviving spouse. So that's a terrible thing. Just think of when the husband and wife are alive together they have access to all their money. If one of them dies and the estate is less than $3.5 million with one of these traditional wills, you can actually restrict the surviving spouse to health, maintenance, and support and an income.
And at that point, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, you can do something that isn't 100% kosher, but yeah, that's right. The trustee is legally obligated to maintain the terms of the trust.
And this whole plan, Lang's Cascading Beneficiary Plan, is also part of the book. It's also in Retire Secure, and it explains it pretty comprehensively in Retire Secure. So really, if you want to take a look at that plan too, I would suggest getting a hold of the book. The new edition, again, is going to be out on February 9th. Hey, we are going to take another quick break. When we come back, we are going to get into the Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversion. It's the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, featuring the expert advice of Pittsburgh-based CPA attorney Jim Lang. More coming up on KQV AM 1410.
What if the money in your retirement plan could grow income tax-free for the rest of your life and beyond? Jim Lang, best-selling author and CEO of Pittsburgh's own Lang Financial Group, is about to tell you how you can do that. See Jim in person this Saturday, February 14th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. or 1 to 3. He's hosting a free workshop on Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversions at Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South. If you want to get the most out of your IRA and retirement plan, you must attend this event. Jim, CPA and attorney, has appeared extensively in the finest financial journals. The Wall Street Journal alone has quoted him 30 times. Now is your chance to hear his advice in person. If you think you make too much money to qualify for a Roth IRA conversion, think again. New tax laws make everyone eligible in 2010. This workshop is appropriate for listeners with at least $100,000 in their retirement plans or IRAs. Call 800-748-1571. Saturday, February 14th at Crown Plaza South, across from South Hills Village. Don't miss this free workshop with Jim Lang. Call 800-748-1571.
We are Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, and we're with Jim Lang, who has been practicing in Squirrel Hill for 30 years, literally, though, nationally renowned, and he's been speaking nationally for years. He's a CPA and an attorney and author of Retire Secure, second edition, don't forget, is coming out on February 9th. We went through this list, Jim, of strategies that you put together, proactive steps that you can take, because really everybody's been nervous for the past few months. These are proactive steps you can take to make sure that your retirement will be secure. And the big one, and is it your favorite, the Roth IRA conversion? I'm guessing, because the Roth IRA and Roth IRA conversion, we have to take these in steps here. So the first thing is, explain what a Roth IRA is. A lot of people have traditional IRAs, but there's something called the Roth IRA. What is the difference?
The difference is, with a Roth IRA, you have income tax-free growth, whereas opposed to with a traditional IRA, you have tax-deferred growth. With a traditional IRA, 401k, 403b, all these types of retirement plans work basically the same, where you and or your employer make a contribution to the retirement plan. You get a tax deduction for that, or looked at another way, you don't pay the income tax. The money grows tax deferred. That is, you don't have to pay taxes as the money continues to grow and accumulate. But when you, or possibly even your family, to take withdrawals from that, then you are going to have to pay tax, or even your heirs will have to pay tax on the withdrawals. With a Roth IRA, you don't get the income tax deduction up front, but the money grows income tax-free. The best way I like to think about it is, with a Roth IRA, you actually get the seed, if you will, tax-free, and you get to reap the harvest tax-free, where with a traditional IRA, you have to pay tax on the seed. I'm sorry, you get a deduction for the seed, but you reap the harvest and you have to pay the tax.
Now, there is, as we speak, an income limit. There has been up until now, and we're going to get to that. But some people currently don't qualify.
Well, that's right. If we're going to oversimplify, for married people, if they're earning more than $166,000, they make too much money to make a contribution to a Roth IRA. If you make less than that, there are... depending on your age also, you can either put either $5,000 or $6,000. That is, if you're 50 or older, you can put $6,000 for yourself and for your spouse. So this is money going into a retirement plan. Now, the one requirement is you must have earned income of at least that much to put it in. So retirees can't put money into a Roth IRA in terms of fresh new money. But, of course, the really exciting thing is going to be Roth IRA conversions.
Oh, I know. You love it. You love Roth IRA conversions. We're going to get to that in a second, but I want to back up on just the Roth IRA for a second, because you actually, when this started a decade ago, you were at the forefront, really, of Roth IRAs. I should tell people that your expertise goes back a decade, because you wrote the first major peer-reviewed article for Roth IRAs. It was in a publication called The Tax Advisor. And the reason that's so special is because all of these really, really picky CPAs from all over the country are looking at it, and they read it and said, yeah, that's right. That's a good analysis.
In 1997, I usually pretty much ignore proposed regulations because I get it mixed up with what's actually passed. But 1997, when they had the proposed changes that allowed Roth IRAs, and even more importantly for my purposes, Roth IRA conversions, I knew that was going to be huge. And I went to the AICPA and I said, I'd like to write the peer review article on Roth IRA conversions. And frankly, they didn't really understand how powerful this was and how many IRA owners could be tens of thousands and heirs hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars better off. So we ran the numbers, and I am sometimes accused of being a real Roth IRA fan. I'm really into Roth IRAs. And I would actually say what's more accurate is I am a numbers runner, and I like to do objective analysis. And when you compare the benefits of the Roth IRA conversions, which I did in this article and have since subsequently updated, it's just a tremendous value to the family. So that's what I'm into, is the most purchasing power for family members, and this is why the Roth IRA and Roth IRA conversions work so well, because of the income tax-free growth.
Bill, can we touch on that for a second? Because how long can this actually grow income tax-free? How many generations can you go?
Well, it can actually go for your life and the life of the heir that you name. So I'll just give you a personal example from my life. In 1998, our office suffered a fire. We were actually above a pizza shop. Never have an office above a restaurant. Dan remembers. He's smiling. But our office, so on February 16th, I was out on the street. And I will tell you, we made a lot less than $100,000 that year, because the insurance didn't come in until the next year. So we were under $100,000, which is a normal limitation on how much you're allowed to, on whether you're allowed to convert. So now we were allowed to convert. So my wife and I, together at the time, we had $250,000 in traditional retirement plans. So, and she is, she's a smart lady. She has a master's in electrical engineering. And even though she's a little bit conservative, we went through the numbers and I showed her, and she agreed, yes, we're going to make a Roth IRA conversion. The original purpose of the Roth IRA conversion was for us to be able to have income tax-free growth on that $250,000 that presumably we would tap into later after we're retired. Well, it turns out, hopefully, if things go very well, there might be enough money for us to live comfortably without having to go into that money. If that is the case, it is possible that rather than us taking the money out, and remember with Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversions, there's no minimum required distributions, that money might go to our daughter. Now, our daughter was 3 years old at the time, okay? We were I guess, 42.
Uh-oh, so now everybody just chalked that up. They just did the math real quick.
Okay. So anyway, our daughter might end up getting that money, so we could end up having tax-free growth for our daughter's life. And if she lives till in her 80s or 90s, we could have that many years. Now, in the event that she has children and she doesn't want or need even a portion of that money, and that money goes to her children, we could end up with 120 years of income tax-free growth.
That is incredible.
Now that not everybody might get that many years, because we're a little bit of an older parent and we have a young child. But even if you're just one generation older, you can still often get 50 years.
And the heirs don't have to pay taxes.
No,
it was paid up front.
It's literally an income tax-free dynasty. not that many people really understand how powerful this is. And in a few minutes, I hope to get into the...
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, we'll get to the conversions. I do.
To the Roth IRA conversions.
Yeah. It's the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. This is Jim Lang, CPA attorney, author of Retire Secure, Practice in Squirrel Hill. I do want to give a studio line, too, because if you have questions, we are happy to take those. 412-333-9385. If you have a question tonight, we're going to be here until 8 o'clock, so you can call 412-333-9385. Okay, I know you're dying to get to this. So let's go to the Roth IRA conversion. And the big news is 2010.
The big news is 2010. And the reason for that is because a whole slew of people, specifically people who have modified adjusted gross income of more than $100,000. So basically, high income earners have never been allowed to make Roth IRA conversions up till now. So I have friends, for example, who work with very high-income clients, and Roth IRA conversions aren't even on their radar. They're not even thinking about it. It's just not even something that is in their paradigm. And if they don't wake up, they're going to really miss what could be a fabulous opportunity, because in the year 2010, all the income limitations go away. So regardless of your income, you can make a Roth IRA conversion, and the issue of when to convert and how much to convert is still something that people have to face, but the fact that they will have the opportunity to make a Roth IRA conversion, the numbers are staggering. Just for example, even taking a relatively small amount to convert, say $100,000, the client themselves in, let's say, 20 years will be over $40,000 better off, using a bunch of assumptions that I'm not going to get into. Their children can be better off by maybe even $1 million, and the grandchildren could be several million dollars better off.
Are those in today's dollars?
In today's dollars, it's not quite so much. On the other hand, the grandchild can be better off by $450,000 in today's dollars if grandma or grandpa make a $100,000 Roth IRA conversion. And for some people who have significantly more than $100,000, the numbers can be that much more. And the other thing that's really powerful about Roth IRA conversions is that this is unlike life insurance. Life insurance might be great for your heirs, but in the meantime, you're the one paying the premiums. Roth IRA conversions are actually good for the people making them. Now, of course, there's limitations on, and it's not going to work for everybody, and you have to take into consideration tax brackets. And I'm not saying that Roth IRA conversions are a panacea and that everybody should do them, but I think virtually every IRA and retirement plan owner should at least consider it and to see if they are a good candidate for a Roth IRA conversion.
But let's back up on the conversions for a second, because we talked about this a minute ago. You, with the Roth, you have to pay the taxes up front. So what if you don't have the taxes to pay up front? I mean, let's say that you've always wanted to do a Roth conversion. You never qualified before. 2010 comes along. You want to do the conversion, but you just don't have the available cash to pay the taxes. Then what would you say?
Well, that's actually relatively common in certain professions where, and actually I have a lot of clients like that. The example would be, let's say you have a couple who gets married, you know, maybe back in the 40s or something like that, and they're hardworking people, and they have a mortgage, and they have car payments, and they pay for their kids' braces, and they pay for their kids' college. And it's really hard for them to save money, but they're kind of prudent fellows and ladies, and they put the maximum into their retirement plan, and their employer puts money in. So now, today, maybe they're 60, 70, 80 years old. They have sometimes a lot of money in their retirement plans, but not very much money outside their retirement plans. They are not as good a candidate to make a Roth IRA conversion as people who have money both inside and outside their retirement plan. It still might make sense to do maybe perhaps a smaller amount if you don't have the money to pay the tax. It might actually end up that there's no advantage at all.
So at some point, what you need to do is run the numbers. You need to see how much it makes sense for you to convert. When should you do it? That's all part of the plan with the Roth IRA conversion.
I actually think that virtually every IRA and retirement plan owner should have a long-term Roth IRA plan. Even if you're working And we haven't even got into the contribution mode where you are putting money and now you can have a Roth 401k. But I actually believe that most people should have a long-term Roth IRA and Roth IRA conversion plan.
I want to give a number here because this is important. There is so much information about Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversions. And we're going to be doing a seminar coming up on February 14th. We are currently taking reservations for that. So let me toss out the number because this number answers 24/7. So you can actually call tonight and get signed up for the seminar. It's two seminars, February 14th. It's the same topic, so you can attend either one, 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning or 1 to 3 in the afternoon. These are both at Crown Plaza South, which is the hotel that's right across from South Hills Village. So if you call this number, you can sign up. It's free. And Jim is going to give you all of this information. I mean, we're just, at this point, we're really just touching the surface. I'm serious because Jim does 2 hours of Roth information in this seminar. And that number to register, it's toll-free. It's 800-748-1571. 800-748-1571. Again, this is coming up on February 14th. You'll need to tell us if you want to go to the 9:30 one or the 1 o'clock one. But at any rate, you're going to get all of this information with Jim in person on that date. So sign up for the seminar, 800-748-1571. We do want to talk some more about Roth conversions, and we will do that in just a minute. The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, featuring the expert advice of Pittsburgh-based CPA attorney Jim Lang. More coming up on KQV AM 1410.
Imagine a life of boundless energy and radiant health. It may be hard to envision, but you can get started on a healthier, more vibrant life with a visit to David Mortell at Pittsburgh Acupuncture Center in Highland Park. Jim Lang has trusted David Mortell for years.
I went to see David upon a recommendation when I had acute pain, once for tooth extraction, once for cracked ribs, and in both cases he got me out of pain effectively. He mentioned that he thought he could help me with my colds and allergies, which was more of a chronic problem, and sure enough, he did. He also helped my mother not only get out of pain, but gave her a special herb that potentially saved her from a gallbladder operation.
David Mortell is also the person to see if you're suffering from headaches, back and neck pain, joint pain, insomnia, and allergies. Take charge of your health and life. Take 15 minutes to talk to David. The phone consultation is free. 412-363-0886 in Highland Park near the Pittsburgh Zoo. PittsburghAcupunctureCenter.com.
The Lang Money Hour continues on KQV AM 1410. For all of your financial needs, turn to Lang Financial Group in Squirrel Hill, 412-521-2732. Let's talk more smart money.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, and Jim Lang with all kinds of advice tonight on how you can keep your retirement secure. One of those strategies involves Roth IRA conversions, and we do have a lot of other things we want to cover, but I want to touch, Jim, just for a minute or so on Roth IRA conversions. We're talking about, wow, how great they are. This is a great strategy, tax-free growth for generations. But there's got to be some sort of risk, and we should touch on that. What could go wrong, potentially, with a Roth conversion?
Well, there's actually a couple things that could go wrong. In fact, this actually happened last year. You can make a Roth IRA conversion, and then the underlying investment goes down. So let's say, for discussion's sake, in 2008, you made a $100,000 Roth IRA conversion. And now that Roth IRA is, let's say, $70,000. And you're not feeling too good about it because you paid tax on $100,000, or you were planning to pay tax on $100,000. And now it is only worth $70,000, or perhaps even less. That isn't a wonderful feeling. The answer to that is you can recharacterize or undo a Roth IRA conversion. So what we are doing, we actually went through all the tax returns of all our clients who made a Roth IRA conversion in 2008, and we're notifying them and saying, hey, you might consider undoing or recharacterizing that conversion, and you have until October 15th of the year after you convert to make the conversion. So let's say, for discussion's sake, that you're making a conversion in the year 2009, you would have until October 15th, 2010 to undo it. So that's one thing that could happen that would go wrong. That is the investment tanks. The other thing that could potentially happen is there could be a change in the tax laws. And what change would really be terribly, make it a bad decision would be the elimination of the income tax.
Not really counting on that happening anytime soon.
Probably not, but if we end up switching to a value added or a sales tax, then making a Roth IRA conversion would probably, in retrospect, make a mistake. Let me tell you something that I don't fear that a lot of other people fear. A lot of people fear that they're going to change the law and they're going to say, well, we decided that we're going to tax Roth IRAs after all. And a lot of people say, those rascals in Washington, I remember Social Security, we were never supposed to pay tax, and now we're paying tax on our Social Security, and how do we know they're not going to do the same thing with the Roth IRA?
I've heard that, actually, I have.
Yeah, no, that's a very legitimate objection. And the answer to that is it was never part of the Internal Revenue Code that you would never pay tax on Social Security. It was, the legal word is dicta, which means not legally enforceable language that politicians used. On the other hand, with the Roth IRAs and Roth IRA conversions, it is actually part of the Internal Revenue Code that this money is going to grow income tax-free. So I'm not really worried about something like that. Now, what do I think is a more likely change in the tax laws? Do we think in the next 5, 10, 20, 50 years tax rates are going to go up or going to go down? If they go up, which is frankly what I would expect, then the benefits of the conversion are going to be even greater than some of the numbers that I've been talking about.
I want to ask about 2010, because we talk about how 2010, the income limits are disappearing, and this is a huge opportunity for wealthy taxpayers to make a conversion. How long is that going to last? Is that 2010 and 11 and 12 and on and on and on, or is there a time limit on this?
There isn't a time limit, but 2010 is a good year for a couple reasons. First, you actually get to recognize the income in 2011 and 2012 if you choose. So let's say you make a $100,000 conversion in the year 2010. If you want to, you can make an election to recognize $50,000 in 2011 and $50,000 in 2012. It is not part of the law that this ability to make a Roth IRA conversion will stop. On the other hand, I think if the government starts to pick up and realize how wonderful this can be to
allow... Hasn't anybody noticed that yet?
Well, I think, I'll tell you why. People are saying, oh, geez, maybe Barack is going to change it when he recognizes that people can create income tax-free dynasties. The reason I don't think it's going to change between now and 2010 is because here, billions of dollars are going to be coming into the IRS and into the Congress is going to have access to, and it's already on the books. So he would actually have to reverse that, and I can't see either Barack or Congress today saying, no, we don't want all that money that we're planning to get in taxes. We're going to change it so we won't get that money. So I think it's going to be available for us.
Can you actually foresee a time where down the road, say 2012, 2013, where they rethink the Roth IRAs for that with the income limit?
I think it's very possible that we're going to have changes in the future. But here's the thing. If you get in the system now, then I think that the money that you get in the system, whether it's a Roth IRA or a Roth conversion, or, and we haven't talked about it yet, but the Roth 401k, that money will be grandfathered.
So really, 2010 is an exceptionally good year to make a conversion because you are definitely going to get in on it.
It is, and that's particularly for people who have incomes of more than $100,000. The other thing that we didn't touch on.
Uh-oh, is it what's on my list? What did we not cover?
It might not be on your list, but I know that there's people in our audience who are 70 and older.
Oh, we should touch on this. No, we really should. This is really, because this is brand new, and I know what you're going to say, but this really just happened.
Yeah, this
so
is literally.
So explain this. This is a great strategy.
Yeah, this is, actually, a lot of our viewers know that the minimum required distributions that people who are 70 and a half and older have to take from their IRAs and retirement plans are suspended for 2009, which is a great thing. So let's say, for discussion's sake, that you've been in a position where you have to take money from your IRA. You don't even particularly need the money, but you have to take it and pay taxes on it. Well, very good news. You don't have to take the money this year for 2009. You don't have to pay taxes. a lot of people, I suspect the majority of people, say, well, thank you very much. I'll have a low tax year and goodbye. And what I'm saying is for a lot of retirees in that situation, if you think about it, you're going to be in the lowest tax bracket that you have ever been or that you will ever be in your life, because today the rates are relatively low, and next year and in future years, you're going to have your minimum required distribution that's going to be added to your income. With 2009 being a one-year opportunity of the lowest tax rates that you're likely to ever be in, that, to me, spells great time to make a Roth IRA conversion.
Which really is an added bonus. I'm sure that's not what they were anticipating when they suspended the RMDs.
No, I actually think that that was an unintended advantage to people who proactively take advantage of it. I have not seen it in the literature or anywhere except from reporters and news sources that have quoted me.
Actually, reporters have been calling you about that.
Oh, yeah, now it's all over the place. It's been in a lot of the magazines.
Right. Last week you had an interview with Money Magazine. Did you cover that RMD suspension, Roth IRA conversion?
Yeah, we did it with Money Magazine. We did it with Business Week. We did it with the Wall Street Journal. It's all over the place.
Well, actually,
now
we should say watch for the March edition of Money Magazine, because that's, you cover that. That was the interview that you had last week, and it's supposed to be in the March issue. So look for that. But unintended, but a huge bonus for 2009.
But it does require you proactively doing something. If you just sit there and do nothing, yes, you'll have a lower tax bill, but you won't have the opportunity to make a Roth IRA conversion at a very low income tax rate.
And all of these things we're talking about, Jim Lang with the Lang Money Hour, this is not something I don't think that you should attempt to do on your own. You need to see an advisor. You can say, ooh, this sounds like a great idea, but I think that you need to have somebody take a look at it.
I think you do, and unfortunately, even sometimes after people go to my seminars, if they don't come in and see either myself or somebody in the office, they sometimes do something or they misinterpret something and they do something that really isn't optimal. And the advantage, literally measured in hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, is so enormous compared to the amount of time and the amount of money that you would have to pay to get this expertise. It usually does make sense to get somebody who knows what they're doing in the IRA and Roth IRA world.
I know you want to talk about Roth 401ks too, so we're going to do that in just a second, but I want to give the phone number to register for the Roth seminar again, because this is the kind of information that Jim is going to be covering in the Roth seminar. We're going to be doing that on February 14th, Crown Plaza, which is directly across from South Hills Village. Two choices. You have two choices on times. It's going to be the same seminar, 9:30 to 11:30. Second one in the afternoon is 1 to 3, and we're inviting everyone to attend for free. You can sign up tonight. Actually, this number will answer 24/7. It's 800-748-1571. Call and get registered. Just make sure you tell us what time you would like to attend. 800-748-1571. And when we come back, we are going to touch on Roth 401ks, which is something relatively new. It's the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks, featuring the expert advice of Pittsburgh-based CPA attorney Jim Lang. More coming up on KQV AM 1410.
Don't run out of money in retirement. There are steps that you can take now to live comfortably for the rest of your life. Get the answers in the just-released second edition of the best-selling book, Retire Secure, Pay Taxes Later, by Pittsburgh-based CPA attorney Jim Lang. The material in Retire Secure is so powerful that CNN's Larry King wrote the foreword. He calls Retire Secure a GPS for your money. Over 60 financial professionals provide testimonials for Retire Secure, including Jane Bryant Quinn. She says Retire Secure covers two areas particularly well: Roth IRA conversions and estate planning for IRA owners. Jane knows that IRA and retirement plan owners have an unprecedented opportunity for Roth IRA conversions regardless of their income. Make sure you understand the latest and best strategies for saving taxes and keeping more money in your pocket. Pick up a copy of the second edition of Retire Secure now, available in area bookstores or at Amazon.com. For a list of area book signings where you can meet Jim in person, go to RetireSecure.com.
The Lang Money Hour continues on KQV AM 1410. For all of your financial needs, turn to Lang Financial Group in Squirrel Hill, 412-521-2732. Let's talk more smart money.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. Expert advice coming from Jim Lang. And this hour is flying by, isn't it? We're down to 9 minutes. That's all we have left. We do want to cover Roth 401ks. I want to give the number because this is the studio line, and we have literally just 9 minutes left. So if you want to squeeze in a question here at the end, we'll be happy to take it. 412-333-9385. 412-333-9385. But another strategy, we talk all of the time about Roth IRAs, Roth IRA conversions, but there's something called the Roth 401k, which works in a similar fashion. Explain that. And it's relatively new.
It is relatively new, and the Roth 401k, you actually need two things. You need to have earned income, and you need to be working for somebody that has a Roth 401k component to their 401k. So let's say for discussion's sake that you're working for a company and you've been in the 401k plan for many years. You're interested in the Roth IRAs. You'd love to have some money grow income tax-free, and you know the limitations on 401ks are now you could put $16,500 if you, or even $22,000 if you're 50 or older. And sometimes wouldn't it be nice to have $22,000 going into a Roth 401k? Where you obviously need to be able to afford the contribution, which would be withheld from your paycheck. But B, your employer must offer the plan. And that's going to be the biggest downturn, or the reason why some people can't do it, because their employers don't offer it. In our firm, which we actually have 10 people who are participating in our retirement plan, they have the choice of whether their money goes in a traditional 401k or if it goes into a Roth 401k. And the other thing is they could actually mix and match. They could do a little bit of each. The employer share is always the traditional 401k, but the employee share will have a choice of traditional or Roth. That will also apply to the 403b world. So if you are a university faculty member or perhaps a hospital worker, or you work for some other type of nonprofit entity, you have likely had access to a 403b plan. You might want to check to see if your university or employer offers a Roth 403b plan. I know University of Pittsburgh and CM Carnegie Mellon universities have just added a Roth 403b component.
And how long has the Roth 401k, Roth 403b been available?
It has been available for a number of years, but when it first came out, it was temporary. So a lot of people thought, well, we better not do it because they might undo it, and now it has become permanent.
My main question on the Roth 401k, Roth 403b, we know that there are income limitations for the Roth IRA. Are the same limitations in place for the Roth 401k?
No, there's actually no limitations for the Roth 401k or the Roth 403b. So you could be making $1 million.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and you could still, so a lot of wealthy people, that will be one of their entrees into the Roth world.
So the main component is that, you know what? You're not going to believe this. We have a call from Detroit.
From Detroit?
From Detroit. And it's a question about a conversion. Hi from Detroit. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And what is your name?
Jim, also.
Jim, also. All right. What is your question about a conversion?
I'm in a fortunate position where we have plenty of cash to pay for the taxes in a conversion.
That's very unusual in Detroit.
Yeah. We would be looking to convert in 2010 approximately $400,000. And I know as you convert, you push yourself into higher and higher tax brackets. Is there a bracket that you would say it's probably worth not doing, or maybe just having second thoughts about?
Well, one of the things that you could do without knowing more about your situation is you don't necessarily have to convert the whole thing in 2010. One of the things I don't like is for a income taxpayer to jump considerably in terms of income tax bracket. So, for example, if you were a 15% taxpayer, 15% bracket taxpayer, you probably don't want to make a Roth IRA conversion where you're paying at the 25%. And the other thing is it's good to do long-term projections to get an idea of where you will likely be. On the other hand, if you did it in 2010, again, you could spread a $400,000 conversion. There would be $200,000 recognized in 2011, $200,000 in 2012. It might be more prudent to make a smaller conversion and plan on doing it every year for a number of years, depending on your tax bracket and your future tax bracket. And also, by the way, the tax brackets, it sounds like you are a long-term player, the tax brackets of your children actually might have a bearing on how much you convert.
Okay, we're 43, and if we were to, we're basically in the 33% bracket to start with. And so it would be between that and the next bracket or two up and doing a conversion. Would you still say even at the 33% bracket it's worth doing?
Well, at the 33% bracket, then it becomes extremely attractive. And if the 33% bracket, for a 43-year-old, I love doing a Roth IRA conversion. So everything I just said does probably not apply to you, because if the top bracket is 35% and you're only converting, you're already a 33% taxpayer, and depending on what you think is going to happen in your financial future, if you're going to likely stay a 33% taxpayer, then it might make sense to do the conversion of the whole thing all in 2010, because, boy, I love the idea of a $400,000 conversion for a 43-year-old. You know, you're just going to get enormous amounts of tax-free growth, and to be in that position, which frankly isn't all that different than the position that I mentioned for myself earlier, I think is a terrific thing. You're actually in a wonderful situation in that you're already in a high tax bracket, so it would be a much tougher situation if you were, say, in the 15 or even 25% tax bracket. Then I might want to do smaller, gradual conversions. But if you're already in the 33, again, the right way to do it, of course, is to run numbers. But off the top of my head, I like the idea of probably doing a very significant conversion.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to toss the office number to you as well, because you're in Detroit. But are you obviously listening online, KQV.com?
Yes, I got the email from Jim, and I have considered coming to that seminar.
Oh, wow. From Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's excellent. We would love to have you. Hey, listen, we're going to have to wrap it up because suddenly our hour is gone. But I'm going to give you the office line, too. So if you have questions about anything, if you have questions about the book, or if you have questions about that seminar, our office is 412-521-2732. We mentioned earlier that Jim's office is in Squirrel Hill. He's been there for almost 30 years. 412-521-2732. And the seminar that Jim was mentioning there was coming up on February 14th. So thank you for joining us. It's the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. Thanks for all the great info, Jim. And hey, we're going to be doing again all year long. So we will keep you posted on everything.
I'm looking forward to it.
The Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks.
For listening to the Lang Money Hour, where smart money talks. Portions of the audio that you just heard will be posted online at paytaxeslater.com. You can also find a list of upcoming events and topics at paytaxeslater.com. To seek Jim's advice personally or to speak to a member of his dedicated staff at Lang Financial Group in Squirrel Hill, call 412-521-2732. Join us again in 2 weeks when we talk more smart money.